how to distinguish God's voice versus the enemy's voice. Do you know that it's found that the average person has about 60,000 thoughts per day? And of those thoughts, 80% are negative. Can you believe that? And out of the average of 60,000, 95% of your thoughts are exactly the same repetitive thoughts as the day before. So how, in the midst of this deluge of thoughts, can we possibly recognize the voice of God? One of the biggest questions I get is, how do I know this is God speaking to me? Well, let's start from the foundation. First of all, you have to realize God has a plan for your life. He wants you to prosper. He wants to see you have this abundant, fulfilled life. But secondly, now this isn't to scare you. This is just to make you aware. The enemy also has a plan for your life. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10 says that. We have to learn how to distinguish who is who. So here's some ways you can recognize God's voice. When the enemy speaks, he's going to cause worry and confusion. Somebody is saying amen to that right there. You know, when you have to make this decision and you're confused and you're worried and you're stressed, that is not God speaking to you. Because when God speaks, he's going to calm you and he's going to bring you peace. God is a God of peace. He is not the author of confusion. So if you're having thoughts that where you're overwhelmed and confused, those thoughts are not of God. Here's another way. When the enemy speaks, he's going to condemn you. You know, he's going to bring up your past failures, your faults, your shortcomings, even your past sins. When the enemy speaks, he kind of wants to make you hide from God. But don't get him mixed up with God. When God speaks, he calls out your potential. He speaks to your future. He speaks to what he put on the inside of you. Now, sure, the Holy Spirit will convict your behavior, but he will always do it while drawing you closer to God. One way you can recognize the enemy's voice versus God's voice is God will never shame you into change. The saying goes like this: the enemy knows your name and calls you by your sin. God knew your sin and calls you by your name. That's so good. Another way you can distinguish the enemy's voice versus God's voice is the enemy's voice is going to rush you, push you. It's going to make you feel frantic and hurried. Somebody is saying amen to that right there. You got to recognize that God's voice is not going to make you feel frantic. God's voice will lead you and enlighten you. The scripture says that he will instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go. See, God is going to comfort you. His voice is going to enlighten you. He's going to direct your steps. The enemy's voice always brings chaos, but God's voice brings clarity. The enemy's voice will weaken you. God's voice will strengthen you. The enemy's voice is going to steal. God's voice is going to give. Now, let's just stop right there. The enemy's voice will steal away your joy. It will steal away your peace. It will steal away your clear thinking mind. God's voice is going to give you peace. He's going to give you a clear thinking mind. He's going to give you joy. He's going to give you happiness. Don't get him mixed up with the enemy. If it's stealing from you, it's not God's voice. The enemy's voice will always discourage you. He'll just try to make you feel like next to nothing. He'll make you feel like you can't do it, that you're in a hopeless situation. God's voice is totally opposite. God's voice will encourage you. You can do this. You got it in you. I know what I put on the inside of you. You can do this thing. Y'all, the fact is this, the enemy is a liar. The scripture says he's the father of lies. There's no truth in him. On the flip side, God is absolute truth. The scripture says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. God's voice is going to always line up with scripture. So if you have these thoughts that are coming in your head that are telling you to do something that's not lining up with the word of God, then it is not God's voice. It's the enemy. God will never tell you to do something or ask you to do something that goes against his word. The enemy will twist the scripture. He even tempted Jesus with scripture. Y'all, he's not that smart and he doesn't have that many new ideas. He will try to come against you with God's word, but he'll twist it in just the most unique way. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. God's voice will always, always, always bring about good. You might have to go through some rough seasons, but if you listen to his voice, it's going to bring out the good and the God in your life. Listen, y'all, you're going to have to decide which voice you're going to believe. When you hear the enemy's lies, come back to him with God's truth. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Let me give you some examples. The enemy says, you know what? You're going to always be alone. No one's ever going to love you. You remind him in Joshua 1:5, God says, I will never be alone. In Hebrews, it says that God will never leave me or forsake me. When the enemy says you're a failure, remind him of Romans 8:37, I am more than a conqueror. When the enemy says you're a nobody, remind him of Deuteronomy 7:6, I am God's treasured possession. When the enemy even comes to you and says you're going to always be a victim, you remind him of 1 Corinthians, in Christ, I am victorious. I'm not a victim, I'm victorious. Even when the enemy comes and says you're not attractive, you remind him in Psalm, it says, I am beautiful. When the enemy tries to tell you you'll never do it, you're not capable, you remind him of Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Listen, y'all, when the enemy comes to your mind and he says you're going crazy, you remind him of God's word, I have the mind of Christ. When the enemy comes against you and says you're always going to be sick, you're not going to be healthy again, you're never going to get up and walk again, you remind him of Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes I am healed. Listen, don't get God mixed up with the enemy. Get in the word, know the word, so when the enemy comes in with lies, you can come back to him with the word of God. And let me encourage you, pray and ask God to help you recognize his voice. And train your mind and your spirit to know and to listen to God's voice and tune out the enemy. When you train yourself to hear God's voice and recognize the enemy's thoughts right away, I mean, you're going to get better and better at knowing how to hear God's voice. And remember this, God is a good God, and he only wants the best for you. Hey, thanks for watching today. And if you haven't subscribed, I would love for you to do that. Tell a friend about this channel. Give it a thumbs up. Hit that notification bell. You'll be getting more videos every single week. And until next time, I hope you have an amazing day.